In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Today I want to tell you the story of the cross. You know, the cross is our salvation. But you know, we never, ever, ever think of the agony of our Lord that he had on the cross. We never think. We think of the suffering. We think of the nails. We think of the thorns. But we never think of the agony. I'm reading from the 88th Psalm. Because all this was done for you and for me. Listen. O Lord, God of my salvation. This is Jesus crying out. Listen. I have cried day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear unto my cry. For my soul is full of troubles. My life draws nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that has no strength, free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more, and they are cut off from thy hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Your wrath lies hard upon me. You have afflicted me with all the waves. You have put away all of my acquaintances from me. You have made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up. I cannot come forth. My eyes mourn by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Will you show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise you? Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But unto thee, O Lord, have I cried, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. Lord, why do you cast me off? Why do you cast my soul off? Why do you hide your face from me? I am afflicted. I am ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath floods over me. Your terrors have cut me off. They came round about me daily like water. They compassed me around together. Lover and friend hast thou put far from me. My only friend is darkness. This is for you. This is what he did for me. This is what he did for us. You know, my only friend is darkness. This is what he did for us, that the waves of God's wrath came upon him to spare us. And this is what he freely accepted from eternity. This is for you. This is the love of God, that Adam's sin would be washed away, and that the gap between God and humanity would be bridged through the cross of Jesus Christ. I am counted with those that go down into the pit. You've laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness and in the deep. Your wrath lies hard upon me. This is what he experienced, my friends. Why do you think he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because he had nothing better to do. Yet it was our sins he bore. It was our iniquities. Upon him is the chastisement that makes us whole, and by his stripes we were healed. But the cross is victorious. The cross is not a defeated piece of furniture. The cross is salvation. The cross is salvation. He endured this for you and for me. He endured this out of love. This is the love of God poured out for us. This is God's love. It was the only way that we could be reconciled to the Father. It was the only way, and he chose that way from all eternity. As the Word of God, as the eternal Son of the Father, he chose that way. He chose that way. And the way of the cross is the way of salvation. Do you want to know that the first tape that I ever taped, not for radio, but the first tape that I've ever taped was called The Way of the Cross, The Way of Salvation. Yeah, that was how many years ago? Oh, my Lord. That was so many years ago. 31 years tomorrow. At least 30 years, at least, you know? The way of the cross is the way of salvation. The cross is the way of salvation, my Lord. And you know what? 31 years, I have nothing better to say. I have nothing more to say. I've been preaching this cross for 31 years, more than that, really, since 1969, as a layperson. And I cannot out-preach the cross. I cannot out-proclaim the cross. I cannot tell of the love that God has for you, because it's so deep, it's so deep, it's so deep, and it's so wondrous. Like, he didn't need to do it. He didn't need to do it. You know, he didn't need, at the circumcision, I'm going to tell you, when he shed blood, that could have been enough. That could have been enough, because there is no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. But you want to know what? He decided that no one would ever be able to look in his face and say, "You don't understand. You don't understand." He understands. For he bore everything you are going through and everything I go through. He understands totally, completely, and entirely. He not only understands, but he went through it. Oh, yes, he went through it. You read the 88th Psalm, and you see what Jesus did for you out of love. He's God Almighty. He is God Almighty, the sinless Son of God, who took upon himself the wrath that was coming to us. He protected us by absorbing it and breaking it and offering it to the Father, so that we might become new creations. For anyone in Jesus Christ is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Today we celebrate the victory of the cross. Today we celebrate the power of the cross. Today we celebrate the exaltation of the cross. It is the day that the church remembers that St. Helena found the true cross of Jesus Christ. And as I said in WEZE, whether it's the true cross or not, the cross of Jesus Christ is our salvation. And that cross we will even see in heaven. How do you know? I'm going to tell you how I know. Because that's what the Bible tells me. Behold, I saw the Lamb that was slain. But not only that, behold, I saw the tree of life. And what do you think the tree of life is? The tree of life that bears fruit 12 times a year. What is the tree of life? It is the cross on which our Savior died. It is the cross that bears fruit even today. When people hear the message of the cross and say, "I surrender my life to you, Jesus," it bears fruit. It bears fruit 12 times a year. It bears fruit. It bears fruit when we proclaim the mighty message and the mighty love of God on the cross. Oh yeah, it's the cross. And I'm going to tell you, everybody cannot identify with the resurrection, but everyone can identify with the cross. No matter where we are, everybody suffers. Nobody goes through this world without suffering. Nobody experiences planet Earth without going through suffering. And our Lord has absorbed it, bore our wounds, bore our sufferings, took it upon himself, and has literally broken its power. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world, not by might, not by power, but by the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, it was the Holy Spirit that he offered himself to the Father through the Holy Spirit on the cross, and from all eternity. He offered himself through the Holy Spirit, it tells us in the letter to the Hebrews, to the Father. He offered himself on the cross through the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, my friends, the cross is everything. The cross is everything. And of course, you cannot separate the cross from the resurrection, of course. You know, I know that Jesus is not dead. I know that he dies no more. I know, but in heaven, he is the Lamb that was slain. He is also the one who rose and who never dies again. What does it say in the book of Revelation, as I look upon it in the first chapter? This is what it says. Behold, 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 Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, in his own blood. And he has made us kings and priests unto God his Father. Kings and priests, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he comes on the clouds, and every eye shall see him, they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen, amen, amen. I am the name of God, Alpha and Omega. God says in the 40th chapter of Isaiah that the Father is Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. The beginning and end, says the Lord, the one who is and was and who is to come, the Almighty. The Almighty, yes. I tell you, we cannot outpreach this cross. We cannot. And we must always proclaim it. We must never, ever stop proclaiming the cross of Jesus Christ. For he says in Revelation 1:18, I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. I tell you, my friends, he has the keys of hell and of death. And he robbed those keys from the devil. He robbed those keys from the devil. You read the letters of Peter. That when he descended into the darkness, into Sheol, he took the keys from Satan and he unlocked the souls of the righteous. The souls of the righteous. He says, we're getting out of this place today. And he showed them his wounds. He showed them his wounds. He showed them his wounds. We're getting out of this place today. For my blood has bought you. I have purchased you. And not only those who had died before us, but from all eternity we have been purchased in the blood of Jesus. Oh, who can outpreach the cross? And yet, you know what? I don't want it to be a lost art in my life. I don't want it to be, because you see, it's the greatest art that there is. You know, what's her name? Edith Stein. Her name was Sister Teresa of the Cross of Jesus Christ. But listen, she wrote a book, The Science of the Cross. Oh, my Lord. Oh, yes, The Science of the Cross. And she, who was a Jewess, became a Catholic Christian and went into a Carmelite convent. And she was gassed. But do you know what her last words were? To her sister Rosa, who was going to be gassed with her in Auschwitz, let us die for our people. Oh, yes, that all the Jewish people would come to know Jesus. That all the Jews, you see, she gave her life in union with the cross. Let us die for our people. Edith Stein, Teresa of the Cross, my Lord. And do you want to know what? Her death still speaks, for she is no longer dead but alive. But her death in union with him. And we don't hear about the cross enough. We don't hear about the crucified enough. We don't hear that the tree of life is the cross. The tree of life is the cross. because it bore such beautiful fruit. Yes, the Son of the Eternal Father, the fruit of the cross. My Lord, I say these words and I have no idea what they mean. They are so deep, they are deeper than heaven. But they are real. They are real. St. Paul knew who he was and who he wasn't. He had all the intellectual knowledge of a Jew, a Pharisee, born of Pharisees, of the tribe of Benjamin. Oh, he knew. He knew all the words of the law. He could tell you the first five books of the Bible. He could speak them out. He could speak them out by memory. But he knew. I will extol nothing but the cross of Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. Far be it from me to glorify in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ. The cross of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, it's the beacon light. It's the tree of life, and it's the beacon light. It's the beacon light for all those that are going down for the third time in the ocean. You know what I'm saying? I've been there. I don't know if you've been there. I've been there in the ocean, going down for the third time. I've been there. And you know what? Literally, if someone didn't come to save me, I'd be dead today. I would have been long dead. I tell you, that is the cross. We're all gone down for the second time, and we're approaching the third time. And it was then, at the right time, that Christ gave his life for us. It was then, at the right moment, that Christ gave his life for us. But you see, some people think of the cross only for the day of salvation, only for the day of baptism and faith. It is the cross which is our life. It is the cross which is our life. It is the crucified who is our life. It is the crucified who gave himself for us. It is the crucified that we adore, as well as the risen Savior. Behold, I saw a lamb that was slain in heaven. How can it be? It is. He who said, I live and die no more. That's real. That's real. But yet that event, that cross, is an eternal event. It goes beyond history. We'll use the theological word, transhistorical, whatever that means, you know what I'm saying? Goes beyond history. It's the eternal moment of God's love that lasts forever, forever. That's why. You know, Jesus Christ crucified from the foundation of the world. You see, it just didn't happen in 32 AD. It happened from the foundation of the world. It happened before time, and it was made present in time. How can it be? It is. It is. It is. This is the love of God. You know, we pray that God would restore our first love upon us. Oh, yes. I need that first love. It tells us in the book of Revelation to the letter of the Ephesians, you know, it's to the church in the Ephesus. It says, you know, you do all these great things, but I have this against you. You've left your first love. Repent before I take the candlestick away from you. I want that first love back, but you want to know what? On the cross is the Lord's first love for you. And it never stopped. Our first love can stop, but his first love never stops. You understand? I'm going to say that again because I've never said that before in my life. On the cross is the first love of Jesus for you. And it never stopped. That first love is as powerful today, as loving today, as infinite today as it was on the cross for you. Or maybe our first love has dwindled. Maybe our first love needs to be recaptured. I'm sure it does. I know it does. But his first love never stopped for you and for me. It never stopped. Why am I saying this over? Because you know what? I never said this. I need to hear this. More than you need to hear this. His first love never stopped. What more can I say? What more can I say? But the tree of life offers fruit for you, the fruit of salvation, the fruit of healing, the fruit of forgiveness, the fruit of restoration. That fruit all comes from the crucified. That there's no problem so great that he's not greater still. There's no pit so deep that he's not deeper still. Oh, he went into the deep pit, it tells us in Psalm 88. He went into the deepest, deepest pit. So there is no pit that is so deep that he is not deeper still. But you know, do we believe it? That his first love never stopped? It's true, whether you believe it or not. Listen to Galatians 3. O you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? You should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you. I'm going to read that again. Oh, foolish Galatians. Why were they foolish? Because they were saying you needed circumcision in order to be a Christian. Who has bewitched you? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you. How was he presented crucified among the Galatian community? As Paul preached the cross, it became a living reality, and the eyes of their faith could behold the crucified Lord who gave his life for them and for their salvation. And how did they come to this? By faith and not by works of the law. They saw Jesus crucified among them. But you see, Jesus had died years before and been raised from the dead. But as Paul preaches the cross is made present through the preaching of the church, through the celebration of the Eucharist. Well, today, 1:30, I'm having a surprise mass at the Holy Rosary. It's the 14th of September, the Exaltation of the Cross. 14th of September, 1:30, Exaltation of the Cross. Today, I'm going to have a surprise mass today. 14th of September, 2010, the Exaltation of the Cross. You read that first verse of Galatians 3, through whom Jesus Christ was portrayed, crucified in your midst. That's why the proclamation of the gospel is not the gospel without the proclamation of the cross of Jesus Christ, the tree of life, the tree of victory, our salvation, your salvation. And again, his first love for you has never been diminished. Your first love and mine, it needs to be fixed by the grace of God. But his first love is forever. It's forever. It's forever. And it is decreed in heaven as well as on earth. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We adore you, O Jesus, Son of the Eternal Father, and the Son of Mary, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And does it not say, the 19th chapter of St. John, neath the cross of Jesus stood his mother. And tomorrow we'll talk about that. Tomorrow we'll talk about that. Neath the cross of Jesus stood his mother. But to get you ready for it, you read the second chapter of Luke. That'll get you ready for it. Listen, I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128, so that I can continue to proclaim the cross of Jesus Christ, our salvation. There is no other way of salvation but through the cross. Hallelujah. And today is the exaltation of the cross. So I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Again, I need to hear from you, and I'm really, really being very serious. Okay, let me also tell you this. Today, 1:30 at the Holy Rosary, we're going to have surprise Mass. We're going to extol the cross. Hallelujah. 1:30, Holy Rosary, Winthrop. It is the 14th of September, the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross. You're welcome to come. Also, I need to say that for those people interested, we will be in Phoenix, Arizona, Warriors of Worship Conference, 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th of September. And that's this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Grace in Phoenix, Arizona. For those that are interested, it's not too late to register, 847-962-7307, 847-962-7307. And if you want further information on the Internet, CatholicWow.org, CatholicWow.org. And in Boston, Charismatic Renewal is presenting a conference, multilingual, and this is the number to call, 781-472-4111, 781-472-4111, 781-472-4111. And listen, Jimmy the Roofer is available, not only for that, but for vinyl sidings. His number is 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you. Come on, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world, and his first love never stopped. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.